times we get with political humorist Bill Melberg, a U of I alum from Chicago. His fabulous political humor can be seen and viewed on An Evening with the Presidents.com. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stevie. Greetings, Diane, and hello to everyone out there in Connect FM Radio Land.
Hi.
Bill, it's been another jam-packed news week. Would you care to sum it up for us, sir?
Well, I'd be happy to, Stevie and Diane. Since we last spoke, 7 days ago, Hurricane Irene, although deadly and disruptive, was not as bad as some media pundits had predicted and some people had feared. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney credits President Obama's, quote, gutsy decision to cut short his vacation by one whole day to take charge of the Hurricane Command Center, unquote, as the reason for the powerful hurricane quickly being downgraded to a tropical storm. Another storm hit the headlines on Tuesday when President Obama asked to speak to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, September 7th. The same night, the Republican presidential candidates are having a debate at the Reagan Library in California. House Speaker John Boehner told the president, no, you cannot address Congress on that night. But you can address us the following evening. President Obama caved. He'll be speaking the next night. In that speech, President Obama says he'll spell out his latest plan to fix the economy and create new jobs. Critics charge that the only job the president cares about is his own. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, Uncle Omar Obama, the president's illegal alien relative, was arrested for driving under the influence. When asked if he'd like to make a phone call, Uncle Omar told the police, yes, I want to call my nephew, the president, at the White House.
Wow. Wow. Oh, what a week. Man.
Uncle Omar.
Yeah, dummy.
Oh, wow. And speaking of jobs, we also heard the news that...
Solyndra.
One of the President Obama's president new green enterprises. Yeah, I read about that. Solyndra's a solar company. That it was $500 million in grant money. It's filed for bankruptcy on Wednesday?
That's right, Stevie. Despite $500 million in federal aid from the Obama administration, the solar panel manufacturer went down the tubes, taking 1,100 so-called green jobs with it. Not a good way to kick off the president's Labor Day weekend.
No, sir. And speaking of Labor Day...
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start learning to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.
Yeah, that of course, legendary Louis Armstrong singing Whistle While You Work. Oh,
yeah.
Love Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
And that, of course, over the years, there have been all kinds of songs about work. And, of course, a lot of people like to whistle songs or hum songs or even sing songs while they work. Songs have been part of the labor movement as well. And here to talk about them as a well-known musician, he plays the saxophone, and one of our regular Friday morning guests. In fact, he was with us just a week ago. I refer, of course, to former President William Jefferson Clinton. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Stevie, and a very special hello to Diane.
Hi.
Mr. President, what can you tell us about music and labor?
Well, Stevie and Diane, as you mentioned just a moment ago, songs have always been a part of the international labor movement, and perhaps the best known is the Internationale. Written in France over 100 years ago, and translated into just about every language since then, the Internationale is the anthem for the socialist workers' movement around the world. It also served as the national anthem for the old Soviet Union in its early years.
Yeah.
And Stevie, how about some of these catchy lyrics? Stand up, all you victims of oppression. Blood-sucking capitalists fear your might. Don't cling too hard to your possessions, for you have nothing if you have no rights. So come, all you brothers and sisters, our glorious struggle carries on. And these words of the Internationale unite the workers of the world in song. Stevie and Diane, don't those words just grab you? I mean, that's the kind of song that says revolution.
Man, wow. Well, labor songs in this country have struck a somewhat different chord, haven't they?
Oh, that's right, Stevie. You know, we're not so revolutionary. We're just talking about wages and hours. And well, take this one, for example. Solidarity Forever, as sung by Pete Seeger and the Weavers. Now, that song was written by Ralph Chaplin in 1915, and it makes use of the tune from the Battle Hymn of the Republic for John Brown's body. But the message is all about the union movement and how the unions have won rights and wages for the working class people. Next to the Internationale, it's probably the best-known workers' anthem in the world. But Stevie and Diane, my own personal favorite workers' song is one from the more recent past. It was written for the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in the 1970s, and it was featured on television commercials in which real union members actually sang the song.
I remember those ads, Mr. President. I remember that song. It was quite a jingle, as I recall.
Yes, it was a jingle, of course, being, you know, a commercial music.
And yeah, yeah.
I think we have one of those ads. Let's take a listen.
This is no import. We made this blouse. We belong to the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, and we have sewn our union label right in here. It tells you we're able to do what every American wants to do, have a job doing honest work at decent wages. When you see the union label, think of us, making a living, making your clothes right here in America.
Look for the union label when you are buying some old dress of love. Remember somewhere our union sewing.
Our wages going to be the kids and run the house.
We work hard, but who's complaining?
I sure do remember those commercials.
Yeah, so do I, Stevie. And you know what I like best about those International Ladies Garment Workers Union commercials?
No, what?
The ladies. They had some nice ones there.
Oh, man. Well, Mr. President, some unions have become known for a different kind of sound in recent months, especially in Madison, Wisconsin.
That's right, Stevie. And I know you aren't referring to this sound.
Now, no, Mr. President, I wasn't thinking of on Wisconsin. I was thinking of another sound that became all too familiar as public employee union members protested in and around the Capitol building at Madison last winter, and the unions in Wausau, Wisconsin tried to ban Republican elected officials from appearing in Monday's Labor Day parade. But the mayor of Wausau said the parade is nonpartisan and Republicans can be in it as well. So we might be hearing more sounds like this coming from the Labor Day parade in Wausau on Monday. This clip, incidentally, is from Madison last winter, if you remember this.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yes, Mr. President.
Wow. Turn that down. Oh.
Wow.
Let's go back to the Ladies Garment Workers Union. I like their tune a lot better. I mean, those Wisconsin Teachers Union members, they're about as soothing as listening to fingernails going down a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right, Mr. President. But I'm afraid we've run out of time, so I want to thank you for being with us again this morning and for telling us a little bit about the history of workers' songs.
Well, Stevie, it's been my pleasure to go over some of that history with you, and it's always a pleasure talking with Diane.
Thank you.
And with you, and so just thank you so much.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, President Clinton. And now we have the pleasure of talking with our regular point counterpart team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts. Gentlemen, our time is short this morning, but I'd like both of you to give us your reaction to this comment by Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who's a Democrat in California, talking about the Tea Party a few days ago. Take a listen to this.
I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
Wow. Maxine Waters, a Democrat. Senator McCain, your reaction.
Wow. Wow. Straight to hell. Well, Stevie, my friend, I won't tell you what I think about Congresswoman Maxine Waters, but you can imagine my reaction to her nasty comment. And it was just one of several nasty comments just like that coming from Democratic congressmen during the past week.
Congressman Barney Frank.
Stevie. Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
I know Congressperson Maxine Waters personally. Congressperson Waters is a friend of mine. And when she says things like that remark you just played, she doesn't mean them wittily. That's just her colorful way of expressing herself. Progressives can get a little emotional at times, you know. But when we listen to right-wing reactionaries like Rick Perry using words like treacherous and treasonous, now, that's really mean-spirited.
Senator McCain, your response?
Stevie, as usual, Congressman Frank has just displayed a double standard and ought to limit his words beginning with the word R or W. When President Obama talks about civility, he directs his comments to people like Governor Perry, but he never says a word about people like Congresswoman Waters or Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida or Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana, all of whom made outrageous and uncivil comments during this past week. In short, my friends, until President Obama calls on everyone to use a civil tongue and not just Republicans, I'm afraid he's just another political hypocrite.
Wow, ouch. And I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. But we'll be back with a preview of President Obama's job speech right after these important messages. So stay tuned. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. Welcome back to our Labor Day special with political humorist Bill Melberg. And joining us now is billionaire businessman, corporate jet owner, and former independent presidential candidate, Mr. Ross Perot. Good morning, Mr. Perot.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Good morning.
And howdy to all your Connect FM listeners. I just know they must be world-class people, because who else would listen to a world-class station like Connect FM other than world-class listeners? Follow me?
Mr. Perot, I understand. Mr. Perot. Mr. Perot, I understand you've obtained an advanced copy of the job speech that President Obama will be delivering to a joint session of Congress next week, Thursday, as a matter of fact. And I'm told you somehow managed to get a recording of President Obama rehearsing the speech?
That's right, Stevie. I can't tell you how I obtained the recording. That's a world-class secret. But I can play it for you, and here it is now. So listen up.
Товарищи, рабочие крестьянские революции, о необходимости которой все время говорили большевики, совершилось!
Ура!
Mr. Perot, that doesn't sound like President Obama at all. In fact, it sounded like some guy talking in Russian.
Stevie, it was some guy talking in Russian. It's Vladimir Lenin. But he was saying the same things President Obama's going to say next week. Down with capitalism, up with taxes, soak the rich, and get rid of millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners. It doesn't make any difference whether they're talking in Russian or English. Socialist, you know, they're always saying the same thing. Follow me?
Are you calling President Obama a socialist?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Stevie. Barack Obama might have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he's never going to get the Chamber of Commerce Businessman of the Year Award, if you get my drift.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this fella in the White House, he never even operated a lemonade stand. He has no idea what business is like. Now, how is he going to tell us how to create jobs? You've got to be kidding me. And if he did know, why did he wait 3 years to start doing it? Follow me?
Yeah, I guess I do. In any event, thank you for being with us, Mr. Rossborough. Have a wonderful Labor Day, sir.
You too, Stevie, and say hello to that crazy guy, Bill Milberg, up in Chicago.
I will. In fact, we're going to do that right now. Bill in Chicago.
I wish I could show you charts. Say, you know that Ladies Garment International,
yeah.
Ladies Workers Credit Union song? I mean, union song?
Yeah.
Well, I've, over the years, performed with quite a few credit union groups, and I always like to have Bill Clinton singing a song for them. Look for a credit union when you are buying a new car or house. And I said, oh, that's the wrong kind of union. But see, in the real song, it was buying a new car or blouse.
Okay. Hey, listen. It's
or a new hat or blouse. I don't know.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you. You can go to aneveningwiththepresidents.com and learn more about Bill Milberg and listen this afternoon at aneveningwiththepresidents.com at myconnectfm.com for this replay of our show.
That's right.
Mike and Johnny earlier with Mike Ditka and, of course, Bill Milberg. Bill, thank you as always, my friend.
Have a great Labor Day weekend,
you
everybody.
You too. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Patty and Linda next on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Have a great and a safe weekend. I'll be here Monday morning. Thanks for listening. Saturday, October 1st, it's the game of the year, Illini Homecoming. And you and a friend could join us in the best seats in the house. It's our home sweet home contest, and you could be one of five winners. Hi, I'm Stevie J. I'll be hosting our plush suite overlooking Memorial Stadium, Zupke Field, for the big game. It'll be fully catered and really comfortable. These tickets cost $500 each, and I could have two for you. So enter today, then listen to my show every weekday morning from 7 to 9, beginning September 12th. Each morning at 7:05 and 8:05, I'll tell you when to listen for your name later that day. When you hear it, you'll have 10 minutes to call in and win. See complete contest rules at myconnectfm.com. There's no purchase necessary, and you can enter as many times as you like at Country Squire Cleaners, Eastland Suites in Urbana, El Progreso Foods, Murphy's Pub, and at Tumble Inn.
Coach Ron Zook will lead Illinois into battle for the 2011 home opener against the Red Wolves of Arkansas State on Saturday, September 3rd. The season opener means the return of football Saturdays, filled with family, friends, and fun at historic Memorial Stadium. Arkansas State serves as an intriguing opponent, with their new head coach, Hugh Freeze, leading ASU into battle for the first time. It's Illinois versus Arkansas State, Saturday, September 3rd. Check for ticket information at FightingIllini.com.